Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Manna for Marriage prayer call. Today is May 7, 2020, and this is Tammy. Well, today is also the National Day of Prayer in the United States. And so we are going to be praying for our country today. And I know that in our prayer circle, we also have other countries that are represented. Canada, for example, and sometimes we have other nations also. So we are praying for these countries that we represent. And I want to share, first of all, the scripture that is the focus for the National Day of Prayer this year, which comes from Habakkuk and is found in chapter 2, verse 14. So this is Habakkuk 2:14, and I just love this scripture. It says, "The earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." Oh, what a beautiful thought, that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And it makes me think of Numbers 14:21, which tells us that the glory of the Lord fills the whole earth. And there are other scriptures that also tell us that even though we're praying for the knowledge of the glory of God to come over our country, we recognize our starting place is recognizing that the glory of the Lord does fill the whole earth. And we see that, as I said, in Numbers 14, but there are multiple scriptures that tell us that the starting place is to know that God's glory does fill all of creation. I remember thinking several years ago, how can that be true? That God's glory fills the whole earth, because it seems that so much of life is not glorious. But this is a truth that we can, again, it's the starting place, that God's beauty and God's goodness and all of God's perfection and his unfailing love, God is everywhere in his glory. All of creation is his masterpiece. And every man, woman, and child is made in the image of God. So God's glory does fill the whole earth. But the knowledge of God's glory does not yet fill the whole earth. And that's what we're praying for. And that is the prayer here in Habakkuk 2:14. The glory of God covers the earth, fills the earth, but it is often not seen or acknowledged. But it is there. His beauty is there. I think it's kind of like sound waves that can bombard our ears continually with all kinds of things that we do not hear. There are sound waves all around us that we are not taking in, or we are not acknowledging. Our brain is not processing that. You think of someone who is deaf. His ears are surrounded by sound waves, but he hears nothing. And so what we are praying so fervently today from Habakkuk and, again, other scriptures, our prayer is that God would open our ears. He would open our eyes to his glory that is all around us, that we would see and acknowledge his excellence, his authority, his desirability, that he is the one we desire. So this is our prayer today, that the glory of the Lord, which fills the whole earth, would be seen and acknowledged and reverenced and treasured. The reason that we want the glory of God to be known is because this is what everyone was created for. This is what each one of us on this call was created for. And it is the glory of God that we need. We think we need our own glory, but that's a lie. It's a trap. What we need so desperately is the glory of God. That's what satisfies us and gives us joy. All of our life, all of our joy is found in the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. And I think here is a wonderful truth that I've really enjoyed thinking about these last couple days. And that is that in every single situation, regardless of what it looks like to us or feels like to us, we can, in that very situation, we can know, we can experience God's glory. We can see His beauty and His excellence, and we can savor Him for who He is. So know that God has placed you where you are today, even if you have circumstances that do not feel glorious at all. Maybe you're in a place, in a moment that is actually quite unglorious, but God has placed you there so that you can fill it with the knowledge of the glory of God. We fulfill this prayer in Habakkuk 2:14. God fulfills this through His people as we know and experience God. So you are in a moment, you are in a place, in a piece of time and space, and called by God to fill it up with the knowledge of the glory of God. I think that's an exciting thing. I think of Ephesians 1, verse 23, says that the church, the body of Christ, is the fullness of Jesus Christ, who fills everything in every way. So as we acknowledge and experience the glory of God, the earth is being filled with the knowledge of the glory of God. So here is a reminder that you are right now, wherever you are, whatever you're experiencing, you are right now surrounded by the glory of the Lord. So know His glory, experience it, reverence His glory, treasure it, fill up your assigned time and space with the knowledge of the glory of God. And you're probably thinking of 2 Corinthians 4. At least this makes me think of that wonderful passage, amazing truth, that God makes His light to shine in our hearts, this light which is the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Jesus. So this very thing that Scripture references throughout the Old Testament, we find that this knowledge of the glory of God is found in the face of Jesus. That's how we really experience and can truly know the glory of God, is through knowing Jesus Christ. So again, maybe where you are right now does not feel beautiful or good or excellent. All those things that we would say are the glory of God, beauty and goodness and excellence. But God is inviting you right where you are, right in your circumstances today, to fill up your moments and to fill up your whole life with the knowledge of the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. And very close to that passage we just looked at is 2 Corinthians 3. Verse 18, that says, as we reflect on Christ, we then reflect Christ to those around us. So as we contemplate Jesus Christ, who has the glory of God in His very face, as we contemplate Him, His glory, we reflect His glory. And that verse goes on to say another amazing thing, that we are then transformed into His likeness with ever-increasing glory. Amazing. So we reflect on His glory, and then we reflect His glory, and then we are transformed into His likeness with ever-increasing glory. So you are a part of God's amazing plan to fill the whole earth with the knowledge of His glory as the waters cover the sea. May God give you joy as you do that right where He has placed you. And we pray so fervently that God would help us in our nation, but in our marriages and our families, to have the knowledge of the glory of God. I'm going to read from this prayer that has been written for the National Day of Prayer. So please join me in that. Lord, we worship you and we acknowledge your glory. You are perfect in every way. Lord, we exist to give you glory. We exist because of your glory, and in your glory, we exist in your glory also. For you are our creator, our redeemer, our sustainer. We give you thanks and we praise you for every breath and moment you have given us. Lord, we repent of our sin. We repent for the shameful things that we have done against you. We repent of our silence when we did not speak up to proclaim your name, to profess your word, or to protect and practice your will. We ask your forgiveness. And Lord, both as individuals, and I'm just adding to the prayer here a little bit, but God, we do want to humble ourselves before you and repent. Our nation is full of wickedness. And God, we want to repent of our own evil as well as that of our nation, which we represent. God, we repent of our violence. And we repent of the fact that we violate the sanctity of one another. We violate the sanctity of marriage. And God, we repent. We acknowledge. We confess. We agree with you that we are people full of pride and rebellion and selfishness. We do ask for your forgiveness. And God, along with so many people all across the country today and across the world, we pray that the knowledge of the glory of the Lord will spread across our nation and the entire earth, just as the waters cover the sea. And as we seek your kingdom and righteousness, and as we walk in obedience to you and in humble unity, love one another. Father, your scripture says that Jesus Christ is the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. You taught us to pray, you commanded us to love, and you commissioned us to share your gospel of grace. Your glory fills our hearts and families. It overflows into our neighborhoods, workplaces, campuses, churches, and in our entertainment and media. We give thanks for our military and ask that your glory would spread to them and through them as they preserve freedom around the world. God, we pray for our government, that all of our leaders and laws would be filled with your glory, that they would magnify your holy word and honor your will and your ways. We pray that your grace and glory would spread to bring hope to the hopeless, and love where there is hurt and hate. God, use us as we pray your promise that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Lord, we pray for your church, for your people, that your presence would fill the church, that your people would dwell in your presence, that your spirit would not be quenched or resisted or grieved, but that we would be filled with your spirit. We pray that your word would be clearly and courageously taught and obeyed. We pray that our lives will be a faithful testimony of your goodness, and that that we would be known by our love as we live to give you glory. We pray for our government leaders. As Psalm 102 says, the nations will fear the name of the Lord. All the kings of the earth will revere your glory. And God, we pray that that would be fulfilled in our governing leadership now, for our federal leaders and state and city leaders. We pray they would look to you, that they would see your glory, know your glory, and live according to it. We pray you would reveal your presence and your power to every person who serves in our local, state, and federal governments. Show them your glory and goodness. Guide them in your ways so that our nation would give you glory. And God, we pray so earnestly for our families. You see each individual that is on our heart. You see every marriage that we are lifting up to you. And God, we are asking that you will extend and expand your glory through our families as we dwell in you. We pray that you would strengthen marriages so that husbands and wives would remain faithful to you and to one another. We pray that parents would love and nurture their children spiritually in your word and in your ways, as well as lovingly providing for their physical, emotional, and mental needs. We pray that husbands and wives would love and respect one another with faithfulness and with an ever-growing devotion for one another and for you. We pray that families would pray, read and study the Bible, worship and serve together, building one another up in faith, love, hope, and truth. We pray that children would grow up in safe and supportive homes filled with the love and principles of Jesus, and that they would respect and love their parents. And God, we pray that you would heal the wounds of abandonment and mistreatment, and that all people would know that they are loved. May every person live in the abundant life and divine destiny authored and perfected by Jesus. We pray, Lord, for our schools and places of education, that you would give wisdom and knowledge and understanding, that our school campuses would be filled with your glory. We know that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We pray that every student and educator would live in reverence and in relationship with you. As Ephesians 1:17 says, we pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, would give his spirit of wisdom and revelation so that our students, our families would know Jesus better. And our time has come to an end, but Lord, we will just continue to pray one for another and pray for our nations, pray for our marriages and families. God, I thank you that you have revealed your glory to us, and all that we need, all that we've longed for is found in Jesus Christ, is found in your glory, in your perfections. Lord, we worship you. We delight in you. We adore you. We give ourselves to you. And God, I pray you would encourage every person who is joining this prayer that he or she would truly know your glory, would experience who you are through Jesus Christ, and would be able to treasure you and savor you as such a glorious reality in his or her life. And I pray, God, your glory to fill our homes, that as we see and enjoy your glory, our whole family, all those around us would also join in that. We praise you and we love you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. I do want to share one thing before we close our time together today, and that is that next week, don't miss next week, because it's going to be such a special prayer call. I'm going to be joined by my dad on the prayer call, and I know you won't want to miss that. So that's next week. And I should tell you too, it's not going to be a live call next week. So this is going to be a little different. We haven't done it this way before. So there will not be a live call, but if you are on the texting list, you will receive a copy of the recording. And if you don't receive that by text from me, all you have to do is go to the Manna for Marriage prayer call, and it's going to be posted right there. So, in fact, I'll do that early before next Thursday. So be looking forward to that. Be sure to join and hear what God puts on my dad's heart. And I will continue to be praying for you. God bless you as you savor the glory of Jesus Christ, and as you bring the knowledge of the glory of God into your home, into your family, into your marriage. God bless you. Bye-bye.